Friday, January 2nd. Memorial of Saints Basil the Great and Gregory Nazianzen, Bishops and Doctors of the Church. The first reading from the first letter of St. John, chapter 2, verses 22 through 28. Beloved, who is the liar? Whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ. Whoever denies the Father and the Son, this is the Antichrist. Anyone who denies the Son does not have the Father, but whoever confesses the Son has the Father as well. Let what you heard from the beginning remain in you. If what you heard from the beginning remains in you, then you will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he made us, eternal life. I write you these things about those who would deceive you. As for you, the anointing that you receive from him remains in you, so that you do not need anyone to teach you. But his anointing teaches you about everything, and is true and not false. Just as it taught you, remain in him. And now, children, remain in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be put to shame by him at his coming. Haydock Commentary. He who denies that Jesus is the Christ is the Antichrist. That is, he is in a special manner an adversary of Christ and the Christian religion when he denies Jesus to be the Messiah or to have been from eternity the true Son of God. He who denies him to be the Son, neither has he the Father. He who denies the Son of God to be the eternal Son, denies the Father to be the eternal Father. Let the faith which you have heard from the beginning abide in you, when you received the Christian faith and were baptized in the name of the three divine persons. The promise which was then made to you was life everlasting. You do not need anyone to teach you. You want not to be taught by any of these men who, under pretense of imparting more knowledge to you, seek to seduce you, since you are sufficiently taught already, and have all knowledge and grace in the Church, with the unction of the Holy Ghost, which these new teachers have no share in. His anointing teaches you about everything that is true and not false. Unction here signifies the doctrine which they receive together with the Holy Ghost or Spirit of God, in which he exhorts them to remain, as being sufficient for their instruction, and to make them avoid the new teachers of false doctrine. The Gospel from John chapter 1, verses 19 through 28. This is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you, so we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize, if you are not the Christ, or Elijah, or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Haydock Commentary. These men who were sent, who were priests and Levites, seem to have been sent and deputed by the Sanhedrin, or Great Council at Jerusalem, to ask of John the Baptist, who was then in great esteem and veneration, whether he was not their Messiah, who, as they knew by the predictions of the prophets, was to come about that time. He said that he was not Elijah, because in person he was not, though our Savior, in Matthew 11:14, says he was Elijah, namely, in spirit and office. Their third question was if he was a prophet, and he answered no, yet Christ tells us he was a prophet and more than a prophet. In the ordinary sense only, they were called prophets who foretold things to come. John then, with truth as well as humility, could say he was not a prophet, not being sent to foretell the coming of the Messiah, but to point him out as already come and present with the Jews. There is one among you whom you do not recognize. St. John did not mean to tell them that Jesus was either at the present time standing amongst them, or that he had ever been in the presence of the same people, but they may be understood in two different ways, either with regard to his divinity, and in that sense Jesus was always, by his divine presence, amongst them, or in regard to his humanity, either that he lived in the same country and among their countrymen, or that he stood actually amongst them, because Jesus was accustomed yearly to go up to Jerusalem on the festival of the Pasch.